Hey, it's John Jay and Rich. Sometimes after the show, we sit in the studio and we keep talking about stuff, and then we post it online. We call it the Afterwards Podcast. I mean, Kyle, you came up with the name.
Well, it was kind of a team effort.
No, it wasn't. Okay. You came up with the name.
Okay, right. When you search for it, search after words, W-O-R-D-S, not the other way. Now, once you find it, please subscribe, rate, and review.
A little bit of a warning. Sometimes afterwards can be a little NSFW. So, you know, earbuds. We talk about things we can't and shouldn't talk about on the real show, but this is as real as it gets.
Afterwards, it's on the iHeartRadio app, iTunes, or just go to our podcast page at johnjayandrich.com.
Afterwards, W-O-R-D-S.
Wake your ass up, fool. John Jay and Rich. What's crack a lagging? This is the big boss dog, Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. Bang, boom, what you gonna do? We're not talking about Ren 10-10. We're not talking about Lassie. It's the one and only dog, y'all. The classy, sassy, big Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. In your face to be and in the place to be. And you're listening to John Jay and Rich. Wake your ass up.
Hey, it's Kyle from John Jay and Rich. The couch guy video on... Why did I sound like that?
there's a squeak in there.
Again, if you missed that, listen carefully. Listen carefully to Kyle's voice.
Why?
Because I think it was so funny. Listen.
Hey, it's Kyle from John Jay and Rich. The couch guy video on... Why did I sound like that?
It's Kyle.
You guys act like that's never happened to you.
Oh, it's happened a million times. It was just so funny. It's Kyle.
It's Kyle. Oh, yeah. We've never gotten through a tease. At least I have it on a first take. It's Kyle. Never even once.
It's Kyle.
I don't know. I mean, it just happened.
Anyway. John Jay and Rich, our phone number 877-937-1047. You can call us up on the air with us right now. So I got to tell you, I think it was last year, right around this time. Anyway, a friend of mine died, and he was a great guy. He was an amazing human being, very good friend of mine. And he it turned out that in college he played football, and I think he was a walk-on player at the University of Arizona. And I've never been part of. I've never done anything like this before. But another friend of mine and a couple of people he knows, they put together a scholarship for him for smart people or kids that couldn't afford to play football and go to school. And the university approached me and my wife and said, would you guys like to participate in this scholarship and donate some money? So we did. I've never done anything like this before. So there's now a scholarship for him. His name is Armando Rios, and it's the Armando Rios Scholarship at the University of Arizona. And I don't know how we pick. I don't know if I'm going to be part of that, but I've donated money to it. And I'm only telling you this because I had no idea when you do something like this for the university, when you give back, you know, my wife and I give back all the time and we don't ask for anything and don't want anything. But when you give back and you participate in a scholarship, there's all kinds of perks. Now, never wanted any perks. Don't want perks. Don't want anything from the university. Don't ask for anything. But this perk, when I woke up this morning from a text about a VIP party that we got invited to this weekend. Now, I don't, you know, like I don't want it, don't need it, don't want to go. But this party, because I donated so much money, I've got invited to this party. And I'm just staring at the invitation. And it's a VIP party where the Rich Bear Band is playing.
Yeah. Nice, man.
They're punishing you. They're punishing you for your donation.
I'm like, I donated so much money that I got invited to a party where the Rich Bear Band is playing for VIPs only.
You know, people are going to be walking around like, how'd you get in? How'd you get tickets?
Right.
I want to let the university know, you know, I work with him, right? I could go to this thing probably for free. Like, I didn't have to donate money to go to this party.
Probably for free.
Maybe you guys don't know what I do for a living.
I could get you discounted tickets.
I'm pretty sure I could walk in holding like a speaker, walking with the band.
You could come up and sing if you want. What's your jam? We'll figure it out.
I know the drummer. Like, I could probably get into the thing.
Just out of curiosity, they're not selling that as the benefit of the VIP party, are they?
I hope that wasn't the benefit of donating to the scholarship. I'm trying to help, you know, an up-and-coming kid in high school. And like, I hope, like, when Blake was putting it there, you know, telling Blake, hey, do you want to donate money? We're like, yeah, sure, of course. I hope it wasn't like, you also get to go to this party coming up in 6 months. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how long you've been booked for this booth.
Quite a while.
Oh, God.
Like, for sure, last year. It was on the schedule.
They're telling you, like, the tiers of sponsorship. Okay, now, if you donate X amount of money, this is great, and we'll probably send you, like, you know, a coupon to the grocery store. But if you go here, let me tell you, the Rich Barra Band is playing, and you will get VIP tickets.
This is it. This is the party we're going to, and it's the Rich Bear Band.
Look at you guys.
How about that?
I know, right?
They're selling you. Anyway,
it doesn't seem like they're ready for us, so that's great.
Anyway.
I don't know how we're going to get there. Did you see my note about the
your car?
The band van, the jambulance, if you will. It's been, because we haven't played anywhere in a year and a half because of COVID. So the van's been sitting here for a year and a half. So we knew we needed a new battery and all that stuff. But apparently, a bunch of rats got underneath the hood and ate all the insides of the van.
Ew.
They also populated. They pooped everywhere. They made love underneath the hood of the car.
It's disgusting. Get rid of the whole thing.
Well, we can't. We can't.
Throw it away.
So how are you going to get there? Borrow a van or something?
So they're going to let us borrow something while they're fixing it. But
well, you better get there, because there's a lot of people that spent a lot of money to be at that party. I spent a lot of money to be at that party. Oh, my God. Anyway, so you know how I was going every morning, Peyton, before you joined the show, there was a period where every morning I would go to the drive-thru at Starbucks on the way here. There's a Starbucks between the radio station and my house. And there was a guy there named Bedhead. I called him Bedhead because every morning he looked like he just woke up. And, and I would get a green tea. And then I stopped going because I don't know why I stopped going.
Bedhead left, and then they stopped like opening up at the time you needed them to be open.
They weren't open. They wouldn't stop opening. They were open at 3:30 in the morning, and I'd cruise in a little bit before 4 and get my stuff. And then COVID hit, and they pretty much closed. And then recently, I don't know how many months ago, I started doing the fasting. And the fasting, they said the doctor told me if I drink coffee, it helps curb your appetite.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been drinking coffee here, right? Or I'd get it at a protein house. And then yesterday, I was driving by, and I saw that the Starbucks was open. So I pulled in, and I said, how long have you guys been open? And the lady there said, I'm new. I don't know. Right. So I thought today, as I was getting dressed, I thought I'm going to go through that Starbucks again. And I'm still trying to figure out what to get because I want caffeine to keep me through, you know, curb my appetite. So I pulled through the drive through this morning and I'm like, hey, I don't know exactly what to get, which has the most caffeine. And there's this thing called the Nitro and then there's a cold brew. And the Nitro is so powerful, they can only give you a small one.
Ooh.
I know, right? So then I thought, well, so then I go, and then the cold brew, which is this one, they give you a 32-ounce. And the ladies give me the whole rundown. And then I was like, well, I'm getting a couple of nitros. They can't stop me from doing that, right? But then
you're
I already felt
so
that.
Extreme.
I thought, seems like a little much.
Oh, that's what I'll probably do tomorrow. But I felt that if I ordered two nitros, they knew that I wasn't going to get it for somebody else. Oh, by the way, I'm getting some for a coworker. So I was just like, let me get the 32-ounce.
Confrontation that you have.
So I pull up. I order my cold brew. I pull up. And the lady says, John Jay? And I go, yeah. She goes, I haven't seen you in 3 years. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know you guys been closed. What's going on? How long have you been? Oh, well, our new hours have just started. Also, I have so much peace because I go, the girl yesterday, she said she was new. She hadn't started. She had been a while. She goes, I know. I had such peace at this lady. And then I can't remember her name, but the one thing I know about her name, and I wanted to call you, Kyle, but I figured I'd talk to you when we're on the air.
Sure.
She has the same name as that show we watched on Netflix.
There's a lot of shows.
I know, but there was this one show because I remember coming on the air talking about that the girl at Starbucks has the same name.
Marcella.
No. It was like Abigail. It was like an A. It was an A name, and it was like a Western.
A Western?
It was like a weird Western show. It was like Abigail or something. It was a weird name. So I didn't ask her name, but I know tomorrow when I go through, I'm going to be like, hello, Abigail. But it was a full-on weird a name like that. So if you remember what it's called. And it was like she was like I don't know if she was a maid in an old Western house. And there was something about her. I don't know, but you and I were really in. There was only 8 episodes. She drew. There was a drawing of her. Something. I don't remember the show, but you and I were really into it. Well, it was 3 years ago.
There's been like 800,000 shows. I know.
But it was the show on Netflix was her name. It was a one person, one woman name, and it started with an A. How many names are there? Start with an A.
Abigail, Audrey, Aubrey.
No.
Angela.
No.
And it was a series?
Yeah, one season.
Okay.
Annabelle.
No.
Oh, this is going to take me.
Andy, get your gun.
That's a Western.
No, just her name. Amnesteth. It was one of those names.
What?
Oh, wait a minute.
And she was real pretty. It was a redhead.
Okay, give me a minute. I feel like it's like I'm starting to remember.
Man, if you don't figure it out.
And the teeth. Was that the one?
She had teeth.
Remember the floor was made out of the teeth?
Oh, God.
What?
Is that the one?
I don't
know. Found out that the mom was collecting the teeth?
No,
the floor?
No. That was on HBO. This is on Netflix.
Okay.
God, no, that's a terrible. That was a terrible. That was the
but
one.
But that, I think, was started with an A.
No, that was Amy's. That was the actress's name was Amy.
Yes.
No, this is the series who started. Anyway, here, if we don't get an answer, my DMs are going to be full of this woman's name all day today. So anyway, I'm back at Starbucks until I figure this out. John, Jay, and Rich.
Not only do you need to know if they're cheating, you deserve to know the truth. War of the Roses, right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
We're talking to Josephine right now. She thinks someone's cheating in her life. Josephine, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on? Who do you think's cheating on you?
So I've just been having these weird feelings about my boyfriend. I've been dying to go to a pumpkin patch because it's full and it's cute and romantic, and he's just so against it. Like, not even like he doesn't even think about it. It's like an absolute no. And I think one of the reasons, or maybe the main only reason, might be because his ex's family owns the pumpkin patch.
Okay, so how does that make you think he's cheating?
Well, because so the other day we're at the store and we ran into her, and there was just a really weird vibe back and forth between them, like not flirtatious, but just like I can't even explain it. But a handful of months ago, I like noticed that like he liked one of her recent photos, and then vice versa, she liked one of his, and so all of this just together is making feel like he's doing something behind my back.
Wouldn't you kind of like appreciate that he doesn't want to go to the pumpkin patch that's owned by his ex's family? Like, I wouldn't want to go to that pumpkin patch personally.
Well, we're in a really small town, so like unless we're going to drive like 3 hours, like that's the only pumpkin patch we can go to.
Still, don't you think it would be awkward?
I mean, it wouldn't be awkward for me. Like, I'm not thinking about like the fact that her parents own the pumpkin patch. You know, I'm thinking that it would be a really fun thing to do with my boyfriend. Mm.
It is a really cute date. It is.
And the pictures around pumpkins.
Such cute pictures.
Always a score.
But yeah. When you say there was a weird vibe between them, was it like, I mean, you said it wasn't flirty, but were there like looks being exchanged?
Yeah, like they didn't. When they ran into each other, and because I was there, obviously, like, they ran into each other, but it wasn't like, oh, geez, like, you know, let's get away from the situation. Like, they seemed like almost like too friendly or not too nice. I don't know. It just like, it felt like there might still be something there between them.
So how long did they date before you guys?
I think they were together for like 2.5 years.
And did they break up like very close to when you two started dating, or how long ago did they break up?
I think like a year, I think closer to like a year before we started dating, like dating seriously. Like, I think we started dating like probably 8 months after they broke up.
And you haven't seen them have any text conversations or anything like that. The only thing you saw was the couple liked pictures a couple months ago.
Yeah, but honestly, like I haven't like, I don't snoop on his phone. Like, I haven't really looked into any of this because I always think that, like, if you're looking for something, you're going to find it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just don't do that. And so I don't know. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if I should have, like, and I wasn't, like, looking for the Instagram likes either. Like, I was on his page, and she was like, her name is the first one that, like, you know, popped up on his liked photo. So that I clicked on her name and then vice versa. So then that started getting me down the rabbit hole of, okay, is something more going on here?
Mm. I kind of get it. Like your confidence, you're like, yeah, no problem. We go to your ex's pumpkin patch and we have a good time. But then when you meet, there's something weird that gives you a weird feeling. And that's really all you need is the feeling.
So we're going to call him and see who he sends flowers to. That's what we're going to do. Okay. So what's his name?
Walker.
Rocker?
Walker. With a W.
Walker.
Rocker.
Walker's not as cool next to Rocker.
Rocker's pretty
damn silly. He needs a tennis balls on the bottom.
Yeah, I think Walker's a cool name too.
Walker. Okay. Hold on to line, Josephine. We'll take a break. We'll try to get him on the phone and see who he sends the flowers to. Hold on. It's War of the Roses. It continues next with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich from the middle of War of the Roses. You got Josephine. She thinks her boyfriend might be cheating on her because there was an interaction with the boyfriend and the ex-girlfriend at a grocery store. Was that a grocery store?
She said the store.
The store. Okay. The ex and Walker liked each other's photos on Instagram, and that's always a big red flag. So just to have peace of mind, Josephine, you want to know who he sends the flowers to, right? Okay. So we're going to call him now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Kyle, you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is Walker available?
Yeah, this is Walker.
Perfect. It's kind of your lucky day, Walker. I get to, you know, add some sunshine into your life. So my name is Gianna. I'm with a new company. We're called J&R Flowers. We have this really cool campaign right now. It's kind of like a marketing thing that you've been chosen for. So you, Walker, get to be our micro-influencer. So what this means for you, Walker, is you get to send our most romantic bouquet of flowers totally free. It's a dozen red roses. Everybody swoons for them. And it's free because we're kind of hoping that you could post us on whichever social media platform you use the most. So we get a little bit of marketing out of it, but you get to send, you know, free flowers on your behalf to whoever you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a super cool thing. It's been working really well for us because we think, you know, word of mouth and social media are great advertising, you know, ways to get the word out since we're new and all. So like I said, it is our most romantic bouquet of roses. We like to call it our fire and ice passion bouquet. So you can, you know, start thinking about who you want to impress or send this to. So I am going to send it out with it's like a little card or anything like that. It's like just your chance to personalize this gift. Okay, so you get to write, you know, a little message. Some people like to get fun and flirty. I mean, the roses are pretty romantic on their own, but this is like you get to add your flair to it. So we can get that message all written out, and then we get the flowers out probably today.
Today? Wow, okay.
So are you thinking about who you want to surprise? Okay, keep that in mind. Okay, perfect. Keep that in mind, and I have the card here that we're going to send out with the roses. Let me know the message that you want on it, and then we can go, you know, like name, address, all that fun stuff.
Sure. Okay. So, thinking of you, my love.
Perfect caption. Thinking of you, my love. Would you like an XOXO Walker, triple X, just to get naughty?
Ooh. How about a double X?
Oh, okay. I love it. It's good. Very classy. Okay. Walker. Okay. And who do I address this to?
So this would be Josephine.
Okay. She's going to love this.
Hey, Walker. It's me.
Hello?
Hey.
Are you working for the marketing company?
No, babe. I'm sorry. This, I kind of set you up for this. It's not really I'm not really getting roses. It's, you're on the radio.
What?
Right now.
You put me, I don't understand. What the heck is going on, Justin? You set me up for what?
Because I wanted to see who you send the flowers to.
What do you mean you want it? I'm going to send them to you. Why would I send them to anyone else?
I thought you might send them to Grace.
Are you serious? You put me on the radio just to see if I'd send flowers to Grace, Josephine? What does that mean to you?
I'm sorry. We ran into her at the store the other day, and I just got, like, this weird feeling, and then you're, like, so against going to the pumpkin patch, and I didn't know if it was because, you know, you were going to run into her again, and you didn't want her to see you and I together.
Wait. You got me to send you roses because you want to go to the pumpkin? Like, what? This is still about the pumpkin patch? Are you kidding?
I just
will you stop this? I just don't want to go to the pumpkin patch. I don't want to go, all right? I don't want to celebrate with her family trying to get a pumpkin at this pumpkin patch. Do you understand? Like, it's not because I don't want to see her, okay? I don't want to see her, number one. And number two, I don't want to see her family. Would you want to see, like, my family if we were broken up?
I mean, I don't know. I love your family. Like, I just...
Yeah, but imagine we were broken up, Josephine. Imagine if we were broken up. Would you want to see my family?
We're different, Walker. Okay. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Okay, maybe you would. Fine. Okay,
I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
I don't want to go to the pumpkin patch. Can we leave it at that?
Look, I want to jump in for a second. I'm trying to use your logic for a second. So she said you live in a small town. It's the only pumpkin patch in town. So it's the only pumpkin patch in town. And she wants to go to the pumpkin patch. But you don't want to see her family. Okay, so let me just kind of reposition a couple things. Let's say her dad is chief of surgery. And there's only one hospital in town. And you break your leg. Are you not going to go to that hospital?
I
don't want to see her family!
I
don't want to see her family!
It's an emergency situation.
I don't want to see her family!
It's an optional
I'm quoting
affair.
Him. I don't want to see her family!
It's
so,
kind of a
I don't want to see her
situation.
Family! So I'm trying to help you out there, Josephine. Do you see what I'm saying? Take my angle.
Yeah. No, I just don't think it's that big of a deal. And I don't know. It just sucks.
I know.
If I were you, Josephine, I would not want to go to that pumpkin patch. I would say, hey, like, let's take a road trip next weekend and make a weekend out of it and go visit, like, the nearest town that has a pumpkin patch that's super cute. It'll be a whole new experience for you guys. It'll be, like, you know,
road trip.
Something fresh. Like, you can still experience fall without, like, you know, going down that road.
It's almost like the other way around. Like, it's the only pumpkin patch in town. I want to go there. And she's like, I don't want to see your ex-girlfriend's family.
Yeah. That's how I would feel. Right. Like, okay, but I just don't want to be around that.
Yeah, there's stuff out there. You could go drive around, look at leaves. You can do anything.
Yeah, I know.
Rich is an exciting date.
All the fall colors are coming out right now.
Find some kind of like haunted hike or something.
There you go.
A haunted hike.
An hour away. And maybe if there's a pumpkin patch associated with it, maybe I'll go.
That's a good compromise.
You see this?
Okay, fine.
Maple.
Yeah, no, I'm here.
Hey, Josephine. Cala Verde.
Not here. Here, there's no leaves changing colors.
These are really cool, though, actually. Yeah.
Here's another one.
This is the weekend that you're supposed to go look at the leaves turning colors. You asshole.
It is really pretty.
This here? That's palm.
You don't know. You
really
don't leave your house.
To wake up this morning.
It is pretty to look at.
Road trip.
Yeah, I think you guys could find something to do.
Or like what John Jay said, go apple picking or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll figure something else out.
The good news is he didn't cheat on you. He didn't send flowers to his ex, okay?
He picked you.
His note was lovely.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. And I hope we're able to drop that.
You shouldn't drop that. You should keep bringing that up. I chose you. I chose you, Josephine.
All right. I love you, honey. I got to go.
Okay. I'm sorry.
All right, you guys. Thanks for being on the air with us.
Thanks, guys.
That's War of the Roses. I would keep going, but I don't know any names of any more trees. I don't know. See this? This is saguaro.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, Peyton, what's the vibe for horoscopes today?
We're going to be finding out which sign falls in love the fastest.
Let's go to Andrew. Scorpio, what's up, Andrew?
Mr. Fall and rekindling right there on the War of the Roses. Unlike Walker, who detests the pumpkin patch, I would love to go to the Marana pumpkin patch. So, John Jay, you big old pumpkin of love, you need to grant me 2 tickets so I could take DJ Baby Cruz, and maybe I could find romance amongst the pumpkins and the bales of hay and them big old country folk out there.
Let's go.
Yeah.
All right, you're the best. God forbid I ask for VIP tickets to the U of A parental party and hear the immaculate Rich Barabat.
I think the word you're looking for is inaccurate, not immaculate.
Five. Can I hear some Maroon 5 there, Rich?
Anything for you, Andrew. Anything for you.
That's all they got, Maroon 5 or Blink 182.
Bruno Mars, too.
Okay.
And then Don Jay will be like, where's the exit? Thank you. All right, but speaking of love, my dear, I don't know, Scorpios, I'm more of a hit and run just for fun, jerk it till you're done, yeah, and then I don't know, where do we land, Peyton?
You guys are actually coming in hot at number one, the sign to most likely fall in love and stay attached. So true love doesn't always come easy for you guys, but that really has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with everybody else in the world. So while you guys are a little mysterious, it makes it a little hard for you guys to open up. You guys would rather try harder than all of the zodiac signs put together than to just live your life alone. So you guys get attached quickly, which means you guys maybe getting heartbroken over someone who's really not even worth it.
Wow, interesting. And hey, I wanted to send a shout out to that Capricorn dude who shouts at me, I'm right here, boo boo kitty.
I think you're talking about Gary.
What happens. Oh, I don't know. Gary. I forget that boy's name, but he keeps shouting Andrew. Well, here I am. I running and going nowhere, boo boo. Oh.
Hold on a second. I think you're talking about Gary the Capricorn. Yeah. Hold on. I think we got Gary on the line.
All right. Hi, Gary.
Hold on. Pick him up. Gary, you there?
Oh, well, hi. Andrew, how are you this morning?
Gary.
Hey, are you going to that VIP Rich Barabat concert this weekend, Andrew?
Nah, I know. You know I always got to be hooking up the tickets.
Dang shit. Well, I'm playing. I may be around the Rich Barabat concert this weekend. The VIP.
Yeah, they got it going on. Definitely a great group of immaculate musicians.
Yeah, Gary's a groupie.
Oh my God.
Gary's literally always there when they play.
He's always hanging around the drummer.
Always hanging around that drummer.
Keep that beat going on. And what's with the Capricorns? Well, spill his noise.
Yeah.
Right. We'll try to connect you guys.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I say Gary, the drummer, and Andrew should all hang out.
Oh, my God. That's such a good idea.
That would be dangerous.
All right. No, Gary, stop. Gary, you got to try to change your voice again. You kind of went back.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, all right, Andrew, we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye. Let's go to Diana. She's a Leo. Peyton's a Leo, too. Let's find out about these two.
Yeah, so Leos, we are pretty high up on the list. We're number 4 for being a sign that is most likely to fall in love the fastest. So we love being in relationships, especially because it means we get to spend all of our time with like that one person, you know, somebody you can just obsess over. And so all of that being said, like a Leo needs to feel fire, passionate for them to be invested completely. So we don't really get bored easily, but as soon as somebody comes in and starts messing with our emotions and feelings, we're out of there.
Okay.
Well, you know, we are fire signs, so.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Diana, where are you today?
Thank you.
Where are you? Where are you today, Diana?
Oh, I am in Sabrina, Ohio.
Sabrina?
Yeah, it's like close to Columbus.
Columbus.
Ohio.
Keep going.
Thank you.
Bye, Diana.
Bye.
Let's go Virgo.
Yeah, Virgo. So Virgos, you guys are number 7 on the list. You guys are pretty far down there. You guys aren't really clingy, and you kind of really have to pay attention to a Virgo's actions to show you, to show them that they're really interested or not interested. So a Virgo, not the type of person to get attached very easily.
No, you know, I was watching the Sopranos movie the other day, and I was on my, we have a pretty big sofa. My wife goes and sits down directly next to me.
Aww.
Like shoulder to shoulder, right? And to show me some pictures. She wanted to show me some pictures we took for this magazine. Photoshoot we did. So she sits down next to me. She goes, look at these pictures. I'm like, she showed me the pictures. So first I got to pause the TV. And I'm like, oh.
Oh my gosh.
So I pause the TV. And she shows me the pictures. I'm like, all right, they look great. And then she stays there. Right? And then I'm like, trying to watch TV, but she's still on her phone. It's very much the same as if you're in a movie theater and the person in front of you is on their phone. It's distracting. So I say to her, I go, hey, if you want to sit here next to me shoulder to shoulder while I'm watching a movie, that's all good. First of all, it's very uncomfortable. We have a huge sofa. Go sit over there. But I'm like, if you want to sit next to me shoulder to shoulder, that's fine. But turn off your phone or put your phone down because you're scrolling on Instagram while I'm trying to watch this TV show and it's very distracting. So what, don't you think that's fair?
No.
If you go to the movies and someone's watching on their phone,
you don't
you're at home with your
this
wife.
Is your wife,
right?
On your own couch.
Which is why I wouldn't say that to the person in front of me. I'd be like, turn off your phone, rude. So anyway, she gets up and walks away all angry.
Yes, I think that would be the normal reaction for something like that being said.
It wasn't about the picture. She just wanted to snuggle with her guy.
Right. She wasn't snuggling. She was on her phone, scrolling on her phone.
So you were watching your thing and she was watching her thing, but the thing is you were doing it together.
Not while you're trying to watch a Sopranos movie. Anyway, let's do Libra.
It wasn't even that good anyway.
Do Libra. The movie wasn't good. Libra, go ahead.
Libra, you guys are number 9, low on the list. You guys like to fall in love and will fall in love on average, but you guys have that hard time committing. You like all those things about dating, but if you're not like wooed and completely swept off your feet, you can just say bye-bye to a Libra.
It's true, because I'm like, maybe I am in love. I'm like, no, you know, maybe probably not.
Wait, what number are they? What number are they?
Libra is number 9.
Dang.
Yep.
Wow, you're colder than I am.
Cold, it's just like, you know, maybe this isn't right. Maybe there's something else. Maybe, nope, this is it.
How about Pisces?
Yeah, for Pisces, you guys are number 5 on the list. So it's kind of hard to understand a Pisces when it comes to commitment. But when you guys find somebody that you really, really like, you want to stay with that person for like ever. You guys can become a little bit clingy, but that's okay because normally your partner enjoys that aspect of you as well.
Ultras.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll put these up at johnjandrich.com if we didn't get to your horoscope. They're up there now, right now. Yeah. Kyle, what are you working on for 3 things we need to know?
Twitter is testing an alert. I'll tell you what they want to warn you about next with John Jay and Rich.
Find the full show podcast, the Afterwards podcast, and more from the John Jay and Rich Network. Search John Jay and Rich on iTunes or iHeartRadio.
All right, Kyle, what do we need to know?
So Twitter just wants to keep the peace, okay? They are testing an alert that would warn you before getting into a heated argument. So depending on the topic or mood of the thread, a prompt may announce, hey, conversations like this can be pretty intense. In fact, the feature may also offer tips on keeping posts respectful. Respectful and factual. That was, I combined those words
really
for a second.
Like that. Do that again.
Respectual.
Love it.
like I said, it's being tested right now for both iOS and Android, but there's no indication of when or if it may actually be rolled out. Of course, they got to, you know, work out all the kinks first. So Twitch suffered a data breach yesterday. The popular video game streaming platform had hackers sharing sensitive information online. Apparently, payment information for hundreds of thousands of streamers was shared. Twitch did confirm this, saying our teams were working with urgency to understand the extent of this. They're going to update you as soon as additional information is available. So it's kind of like, hey, we don't know what's going on. And the hackers kind of have us right now. So got to let you know when we know more. which doesn't really make anybody at, you know, be put at ease worrying about their information being out there. The newest fashion trend to me is it's so like futuristic and so stupid at the same time. But at the same time, I also kind of get it because everything is digital right now. Digital fashion stores are tapping into this market of digitally generated outfits. So outfits that don't even exist realistically in your closet, you pay, you would send these people a photo of like you and your friends out and about or whatever, and they digitally put outfits on you via Photoshop. And these outfits are like, you know, like expensive, like you could do a $25 hat or dresses or, you know.
Wow, that's like, kind of cool.
It's kind of cool, but then at the same time, you didn't actually wear that.
But also, you got to be real and send them a real photo. Do you know what I mean? You got to, because I think the ego in, like the ego in me wouldn't send them a photo. Like, you know, you want to send them a, like when you know how you go put on clothes, like I will see an outfit and go, oh, I'm going to go try it on. Then I try it on. And it's like, damn it.
Right.
You know?
That's true. They do say, like, this is where the future is going. Pretty much every brand is going to be on board with this and have digital options of said outfits. Like, you can purchase this one and we will send it to you for $50, or you can purchase it digitally for $25.
Weird. So weird.
Oh, so that way you could just have it on digitally and never ever have to wear it to a club or anywhere.
Exactly.
But, oh, that's different.
They say we're all going to have a digital self. We're all going to have an avatar, and it's like you're going to have to pay to clothe your avatar.
Then you got to defend yourself. Hey, that was a nice outfit. Yeah, thanks. I got it last week. No, you didn't. It's digital. No, I really wore it. You have to defend whether you really wore the digital outfit or not.
They're not going to care about that because the people that are wearing the digital outfits are saying that they're doing this like for all kinds of reasons, but environmentally, it's like I can wear the outfit without, you know, using any of the resources. So it's kind of bizarre.
A little silly.
But that is a prediction on where fashion is headed, and that's three things you need to know.
John Jane Rich.
All right, let's do Stacks and Hacks.
Stacks. Hacks. Stacks and Hacks. John Jay and Rich.
Stacks and Hacks is, I think, is going to be very interesting. It's very interesting, but at the very end of Stacks and Hacks, if I could fit it in, I think, something I'm so excited about, and I think so fascinating, and I hope, Kyle, you'll be very excited about it. At the end of Stacks and Hacks. Right now, though, a third of Americans admit that they've intentionally bought too much Halloween candy before, so they have leftovers. I've tried that, but at my house, my street where I live on, it's absolute chaos on Halloween. So we end up losing it all, right? 40% of us have bought additional Halloween candy in November because the discounts are too hard to resist. Now, those of us that have pets, which is everybody in the studio, 3 in 5 pet owners claim that they would run into a burning building for their pet. Would you, Kyle?
Yeah.
Would you, Peyton?
Yes, I would.
Would you, Rich?
Definitely.
Oh, man, I thought about it. I mean, it all depends on the level of fire in the building. I don't know if I'd go in. It all depends. And which dog.
That's just sad.
I know.
I was going to say, there's a lot of dogs.
For a kid, one of my kids, yeah. For one of my dogs, I'd be like, yeah, how old are they?
John Jay.
Well, I'm just being honest. I'm not going to risk my life. I'm a freaking 15-year-old dog.
Oh, so sad.
Puff, puff.
In a new poll, only 21% of people admit to pretending to be bad at something in the hopes of never being asked again to do it. I'm kind of one of those.
Like loading the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. If you do that wrong, you're free.
Recent study found class clowns tend to be extremely more intelligent than other students. Burger King is now selling ghost pepper chicken nuggets for a limited time. A man in Taiwan, get this, was bitten by a centipede in his sleep, and it latched onto his man parts. Mm-hmm. The guy was able to dislodge the centipede and get medical attention, and then his insurance company called to say that he qualified for a payout for loss of earnings. I don't know, the centipede getting there would freak me out. 35-year-old man was arrested on Monday for allegedly threatening the life of a woman. He didn't say anything to her. He sent her a video of himself relaying the threat in sign language. He said, "I'll kill you, okay? I'll kill you." The man is deaf, and he thought the woman was stealing his mail. It's a trip, right?
Yeah.
A man in California is suing a psychic. He claims that she told him she could remove a witch's curse put on him by his ex-girlfriend. She could do it for $5,000. He paid her part of the fee, and now he says she's a fraud.
It's a pricey fee.
Now, I was talking to you about the Sopranos movie, which is about the mob. And the modern day mob is having a problem with its younger members because they can't stop sending incriminating text messages.
Yeah.
These Gen Z mobsters. I'm going to freaking break your neck.
Oh, yeah. Next. In that, on that TV show, like you go to a phone booth because they had them back then, like down the street from where you live.
Yeah. It's like you need a burner phone.
Mm-hmm.
1/3 of people have wished death on someone.
No.
A British surgeon is saying that the world's most dangerous sex position is the reverse cowgirl. What's that, Kyle?
Move on.
A Republican running for governor of Virginia. He used to work for Scooter Braun. And he helped Scooter Braun get Taylor Swift's catalog. So now the Democratic opponent is using that in his ads to mobilize Taylor Swift fans to vote for him.
Ooh, that may just
Don't vote for so-and-so.
Yikes.
He used to work for Scooter Braun.
I mean,
Swifties are strong.
That's a pretty strong attack ad.
All right, now check out this. Somebody did a mashup of Hall & Oates, I Can't Go For That, and Closer by Nine Inch Nails, and it sounds pretty good.
Help me, I broke apart my insides. Help me, I've got no soul to sell. Help me, the only thing that works for me. Help me get away from myself. I wanna do like an animal. I wanna feel you from the inside.
Isn't that good?
I don't get it. I like it.
Okay. Now, you know what? Let's do life hacks. I'm going to tell you what I think is really cool that I was going to share with you in the beginning of Stacks and Hacks. What do you have for life hacks?
Well, they say the biggest movie of the year so far opening this weekend is James Bond. A lot of us have not been to the theater since COVID. Things have changed. Like, I went last week with my kids, and you go and you reserve your seats now. You pick your seats that you sit in. So let me give you a couple of tips. If you want to miss the previews and walk in right when the movie starts, the minimum amount of minutes is 13 minutes. You will get at least 13 minutes of commercials and other trailers before the movie starts. So if you want to wait 13 minutes, if you want to know when to pee, use the app Run Pee. It's free on your phone, and it'll tell you what part of the movie is super slow and is not really plot sensitive, so you can go pee during the movie, but do it before you go to the movie so you don't have your phone open during the movie. And the best place to sit in the theater, if you want the full experience, is 2/3 of the way back, right in the dead center. That's where they mix the sound, and that's where they adjust everything so that it looks good and it sounds great. So those movie tips and life hacks are all up at johnjayandrich.com.
All right, Squid Games is the biggest thing in the world right now. And I'm happy because Kyle just finished it. So we're going to get into Squid Games and hear what she thought about it. Also, I want to share this thing that I thought was very cool that I hope you'll like, but it has something to do with Kim Kardashian. You like Kim Kardashian, right, Kyle?
I do.
It has something to do with Kim Kardashian and you.
What?
Yeah. and you wouldn't believe what she discovered about herself and you have in common.
We're both Libras.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is so amazing. I can't wait to share that. I didn't know that. Okay. This is something else. This is big. This is big. So I'm going to share that with you. And also, Grant might have morning announcements. Yeah. So that's all coming up next, John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right. So this made news. This made national news. Kim Kardashian found out. This is where I say Kyle and her have something very much in common. Kim Kardashian found out yesterday that her feet have made it on this celebrity foot page called WikiFeet. Okay, so it's a celebrity website. It's a website called WikiFeet where people post pictures of famous people's feet. And Kim Kardashian found out that her feet are on there, and she was so happy to find out that people go on there and vote for the feet who has the prettiest feet. And she was so excited. She found out that her feet have a perfect score of 5 stars. Like Miley Cyrus has 4 stars. Kim Kardashian has 5 stars. And so I went to look at Kim's feet, the pictures up there, and there's tons of feet.
She has really pretty feet.
She has very pretty feet. She has 5 stars. I went up, and Kyle's feet are also featured on there. And Kyle has perfect score of 5 stars.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, me and Kim are the same.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's amazing. So it's totally amazing.
It's so funny.
And yeah, there's tons of pictures of Kim Kardashian's feet and tons of pictures of Kyle's feet.
But I like wonder how she stumbled upon that. Did someone bring it to her attention? Or was she like just Googling something random and that popped up? Or
apparently she went on the site and she spent like hours on there looking at all these pictures of her feet.
That's hilarious. I wonder if that'll be part of the new show because they already started filming the new show.
Has to be. Yeah. That's probably where it came from. That's where it came from. Anyway, it's pretty amazing.
Good morning, John Jay and Rich team. These are your morning announcements. Peyton Whitmore took third place ribbon in the regional science fair for her project, The Incredible Rubber Egg. Keep up the good science, Peyton. Rich Barra broke the school's 200-meter dash record yesterday, crossing the finish line in first place with a time of 20.2 seconds. Next stop for Rich, State. Signed permission slip for the Rich Barra Band concert are due tomorrow by noon. If you don't have a signed permission slip, you cannot go to the Rich Barra Band concert. Reminder, Squid Game tryouts will be held in the gymnasium immediately after school today. And for lunch, pork tenderloin sandwich, tater tots, fruit cocktail, and milk.
Thank you, Grant. All right, so here's what we want to get into, Squid Games. Kyle finished the series. If you saw Squid Games, give us a call. Also, I want to throw this idea. I kept thinking about this all day yesterday. Because Squid Games, if you haven't seen it, takes place in Korea. And there's like five or six games they play on the series. And a few of the games I'd never heard of before because they're native to Korea. They're Korean games. So I thought, if there was a USA version of Squid Games, what games would be played? Like, I've thought of so many. For example, let me just throw one out there to you, okay? Now, here's the way they get, like, they're playing Red Light, Green Light, which is a game universally everyone's played, right? So they say freeze, but if you move, they shoot and kill you. That's one game. So the one I thought of, and they didn't do any of these, is like Marco Polo. You're in a giant Olympic-sized pool, and everyone's in there, and someone's Marco Polo. You're playing Marco, and you got to yell Polo. And then when they touch you, some sniper just shoots you. And can you imagine you're in the water, blood in the water in movies? Whoa. Whenever there were movies with blood in the water, always it was horrifying.
Yes.
So now all of a sudden you have somebody with going Marco Polo, just swimming through the blood.
Like you know, that's awful.
But would they also eliminate you if they caught you opening your eyes?
I would say they'd make it. They'd make you blindfolded so you can't.
Okay.
Because you know they do stuff that's just so.
I wonder if there would be multiple Marcos and multiple Polos. Because
maybe.
If it was just one, I feel like it would take too long.
Or not with all those people to pull. You just swim.
Right.
And
then person's
yeah, true. I guess everything. There are so many
and you
people.
Have to, because let's say you didn't yell Polo.
Maybe it's a small pool.
So if you're sitting there going, like, you're going, Marco, and the person didn't yell Polo. Remember when you were a kid and people cheated? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Marco, and you didn't yell Polo. And then that person, poof, they just take you out.
Well, what about fish out of water on Marco Polo?
Exactly. Fish out of water. And someone's running. And you go, fish out of water. Fish out. Poof,
yeah,
that's what I mean. That means,
yeah,
that's
fish
what I mean.
Out of water would eliminate a lot of people at one time.
Yep.
I think I would just be, I'm a fish out of water.
Well, that's what would happen. If you got fish out of water. And there's 15 people out of the water. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
That's how it would go in Squid Game. So,
ooh, scary.
What are some games that we would play? There have to be kid games in Squid Games USA. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, so we're coming up with games that we're going to add to Squid Games USA. And there is a game that I thought of yesterday that when I really let myself think about it, if it was really a game in Squid Games... Would I really let myself go there? I get sick to my stomach if it was a real Squid Game, okay? And I think someone's going to bring it up. And if you really, just for fun, later today, think about it, if it was really a Squid Game. Because I remember playing the game and it's so stressful.
All of them would be disturbing, though.
Right, but this really? Is really stressful. Dustin, what game would you put on Squid Games USA?
Hey, I picked Red Rover.
That was the first
one
that
came to mind. Red Rover. Yeah, I think it would be good because you would want to partner up with somebody next to you that you can link arms with that's strong, and then you'd look across and call out somebody that looks weak. And if they break your chain, then you die. If they don't, they die.
Wouldn't that be the great name for the American version of Squid Games is Red Rover, so mm-hmm. so universal?
I just don't think if you're a grown-up that you could break a chain. Unless you're
yes,
a football
you could.
Player. I don't
oh,
think
yeah.
so.
Because they would target, like, the women with smaller arms.
Right. That's it. And then you'd be like, how are you going to break through two guys holding their arms together? Tough.
You never know. Because once, you know, things start getting really intense, people's arms and hands start getting sweaty. Mm-hmm. So there may be like a lacking grip.
As an adult, you can run full on at those arms too. That's a load.
I played in college. We played Red Rover. It was part of our workout when I was on the rowing team, and it was violent as hell. Mm-hmm. It was violent. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, Dustin. Michelle, what game would you add to Squid Game USA?
I mean, I'm saying musical chairs would be crazy, wouldn't it?
Yes, Ooh. It would.
Okay, that's exactly the game I was talking about. Yeah. That's the game that was the one that caused a lot of stress thinking about it, especially when you got down, like when it was you and another person in that one chair, right? Especially picture that if it's the game. Did you watch the TV show, Michelle?
Trying to get me to watch it, but she's been telling me.
It's terrible. Picture this, though. If they do the show where they leave all the bodies there, if you start off with, like, you know, 35 chairs, and then you're down to just all the bodies are there, and there's just, like, three chairs and two chairs. There's two people in one chair and all the bodies, and you're playing the music.
Yeah.
I mean, the musical chairs just stress me out.
Yeah.
Out of all the games I played as a kid, stressed me out.
Yeah. Is it kind of the same thing as a cakewalk, the musical chairs?
Yep.
So you could do cakewalk music. Boy, cakewalk, you would think would be fun.
I don't know what cakewalk is.
But it's pretty much the same thing. You get a kick at the end or something, right? Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. Candace, you're on the air.
Simon Says
is just like Green Light, Red Light. Because if you did it, you didn't do it.
Simon Says, I mean, they can have you do some really crazy stuff, and if you don't do it, you get killed. Mm-hmm. Or if they go too fast and they don't say Simon Says and you follow it wrong, you get killed.
You'd be like, you touch your shoulders, your ears, and you go, didn't say Simon Says. Bam, 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 bam. Uh-huh. Oh, that's brutal, man.
Or they can have you do really demented stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to do it, you die.
Yo, yeah. Ooh,
that might be the worst really one yet.
Thanks, Candace.
Welcome.
Uno.
I thought like Duck Duck Goose.
Duck Duck Goose. All right, so Kyle, yes, Grant, you have a game? Hold on. Rich, got your microphone on.
If we were playing Squid Game, I'd suggest Mario Kart. anybody, I'd take you all
totally.
Down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Mario Golf.
So. I feel like Dodgeball would be a really good one.
Yeah.
Capture the Flag would be a really good one.
Freeze Tag would be a good one.
Like, eliminate teams at a time. Mm-hmm.
By the way, you finished the whole season of Squid Game. What'd you think?
Yeah, I was really irritated with the ending.
Right.
The very ending.
Yeah.
Like, there were satisfying... I didn't mind the twist that Grant said you weren't going to like, I believe.
No, what I didn't like, what he thought I wasn't going to like, I think is probably the same thing you didn't like.
The train? Or the plane?
What happened on the plane?
What do you mean what happened on
the plane? Well, that's what I'm saying.
What didn't happen on the plane? You didn't get on the plane.
Well, I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
Well, no one knows what that means. Right now.
Well, I know, but I'm trying to tell you. I'm just telling you.
That was not a spoiler alert.
I know. I'm just saying that there's something I didn't like. I didn't
like. But that's the very ending scene of the movie really ruined it for me because I did not think it was consistent with the main character.
That's exactly my problem.
The goal of
what
he said the entire time, it was like this isn't who this person was the entire show.
100%.
But... if you just don't watch the last 5 minutes, I think you're going to be pretty satisfied all the way through.
Yeah, that's exactly the problem I had with it. The same thing. I was just like, what the hell? I don't get it. He was doing all this for a reason.
I know.
If you really want to get, if you listen to our podcast, our Squid Games, Peyton had all these conspiracy theories, that will blow your mind. There's so many that are just like, wow. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Like why he has pink hair. What the pink hair means.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
Well, in the conspiracy theory, there's some stuff in there about that.
Well, now I can tell you all the theories since you finished.
Yes.
Yeah, so good.
That's the Afterwards podcast, and that's on, if you search on iTunes or Spotify, you can listen to our Afterwards podcast. Now, Rich, how far are you watching it or are you not watching
it? I am watching it.
And how far are you?
I am through episode 4, just starting episode 5.
So I
think the tug of war is just about to begin. And I heard that was intense. So I wanted to stop before I went to sleep and start fresh in the morning because I heard that was a big scene. Mm. Love it so far, though.
John Jane Rich.
You've got our number, 877-937-1047. So use it. John Jane Rich.
Joey Bradfish in the studio. Something happened with you and Peyton?
Yeah, so, you know, Peyton is filling in for Suzette, obviously, and, you know, I'm trying to coach her along as she enters into radio, the radio world, and, you know, giving her tips here and there, and I've been hearing something a lot on the air, and I was going to have a conversation with her. And then we were just having a conversation about something else, and she threw it at me like three times within that conversation. And that is especially. And I stopped her and I said, Peyton, all right, you got to stop that. And I said, you're saying especially. It's especially. And she's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. I was like, no, it's especially. And so then I Googled especially and played especially. And she's like, that's not how you say it. That's not how you say it. So I was wondering what things do people say wrong and continue to say wrong or get caught saying it wrong?
So say the way you would said it your whole life.
Especially?
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 And I feel like I've heard like a lot of people say especially.
Because that's how you say it, especially.
I mean, technically, it is especially.
That's kind of to me, I think that might be like one of those things where it's like crayon. People say crown instead of crayon.
Who says that?
I heard people say crayon. Crayon.
Well, that's what it is. It is crayon.
I say crayon.
The worst example of this is instead of frustrated, people say frustrated.
Yes.
Or frustrated.
It's maddening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I still don't hear the... Can you say it again?
Especially.
And you, boy, I wouldn't catch that. And you caught it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, also... I think it's you, John Jay, that says espresso.
Espresso, yeah, I say espresso.
Yeah, it's espresso.
Yeah.
A lot of people say espresso.
Joey's big on the ES.
Yeah, but if I was to write down espresso,
right,
I would write EX.
But yeah, me too.
It's SS. Yeah, but I don't know the word. So it's express, but would you write down especially?
I would spell especially like EX. SP.
Okay.
See, if I was to write down especially, I would write down ESP. Espresso, I think, is spelled I would write down ESP.
Oh, I would write especially.
So if you were doing, because you just graduated college, if you were doing a criminal justice paper and you were like, and this guy, he murdered lots of women, especially blondes, you would write EX specially.
Probably, and then I'm sure I'd get autocorrected.
Oh, it would get autocorrected. Sure, oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes, it would.
All right. So we want to know, what have you been saying wrong your whole life? Call us at 877-937-1047. John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, so what did you find out you've been saying wrong your whole life? Peyton's been saying especially. Maddie, how about you?
Well, it's not that I've been pronouncing it wrong. It's just when other people pronounce it wrong. So when they say espresso instead of espresso.
Well, that was me. They were talking about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Maddie.
Well, yeah. And then there was another one where instead of saying you couldn't care less, they say I could care less. You could care less, that means that you do, in fact, care a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. I could care less.
Thank you, Maddie. Ralph. Yeah. How about you, Ralph?
Unbeknownst to me, I had an accent, and I would say supposedly when it's actually supposedly. And it wasn't until somebody pointed out, like, hey, man, you got a little bit of an accent, and you're saying it wrong. So it makes me sound more American when I say supposedly.
So, I think
apparently
supposedly,
I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
They should change it to supposedly.
I agree.
Supposedly sounds better than supposedly.
I feel like 99% of the people say it that way anyway.
I agree. I remember there was an episode of Friends where they made fun of Joey Tribbiani for saying supposedly. Thanks, Ralph.
Thanks.
Sarah, what have you been saying wrong?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hi. Yeah, my whole family says across with a T at the end. And I'm not imagining it. The whole family says it, and it makes no sense, and it drives me insane.
Well, where's everybody from?
From California.
Yeah, across comes around.
Northern California.
All right, thank you, Sarah.
They say I'm going to go across the street, and they emphasize the T.
When I lived in Texas, I had teammates, and you know how if you say, like, I'm going to chuck something over there, they would say, I'm going to chunk something over there. And it's a Texas thing. Chunk. I'm going to chunk that thing over there. So weird.
Jennifer, how about you?
Well, it's actually not me. It is my husband, and he says the word for tortillas. He says tortillas.
Oh, God. He puts a little extra in there.
And he is 100% confident it is tortillas. And for Portillo's, the hot dog place, he says Portillo's.
My friend Dave dated this girl, and she would want to go eat a Polo Loco. And it dragged me up the wall. Let's go to Polo Loco. Polo.
Just makes the word a little fancier.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you.
Crystal, what have you said wrong your whole life?
My mom has always said media instead of median in the road, and it is so annoying. Media.
Watch
I'm like, what,
media.
How does that? Yeah, watch out for the media. I'm like, where?
You're looking for a news van.
Is she from another country?
No, she's from Florida.
Oh, that's it.
What a great
she's
line.
She's also an espresso, and then she does the espresso, and she does the other one as well. So,
all right. Thank you, Crystal.
My dad throws around Wharton. Like, it wasn't. He uses Wharton.
Oh, that's awful.
Was
that's
not.
Confusing.
Yeah, it's very confusing. Last time I was here, that Wharton here. Huh?
David, you're on the air. He's on 17.
Instead of sandwich.
Say it again?
Sandwich instead of sandwich.
That's an Italian
sandwich,
thing.
Sandwich, yeah.
Well, I'm not Italian, brother. My wife's like, what is that sandwich saying into you? I'm like...
Thanks, David. Angelina, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, so I have been saying open sesame, and apparently it's open sesame.
What? I thought it was sesame.
Open sesame.
Mind blown.
Wait a minute. Open says a me?
Open says me.
No.
I've never actually heard anybody say open says me.
Yeah, so there's this really old story where someone that says sesame, but apparently years later, Popeye actually said open says me, and so everyone thinks that's what it is now.
Wow.
Correct. So both
are correct.
Okay, hold on. Let me just understand. So it's open says me.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone says open sesame. So here's what you just said Popeye.
Wait.
But I was going to go by that maybe it was Bugs Bunny saying sesame.
According to the internet, it is sesame.
Okay, so it is open sesame.
It's apparently French origin. We can safely conclude that it is not open says me. Sesame is a name or magic spell.
Okay, good.
Sesame!
Open. That's the internet!
Thanks, Angelina.
You're right.
All right, real quick, I want to play something for you real quick. You know, like, there's a the Powerball's $685 million.
Well, someone won it.
Right.
Yeah.
But this guy was interviewed on the news. A news reporter in Shreveport, Louisiana, was at the gas station and said to somebody, what would you do if you won the Powerball? What would you do with $685 million? This guy, you know, he talked about buying race cars and all this stuff, but listen to how she reacts to some of the things he says.
What are you going to do with that money if you win?
Well, I'm definitely going to get a new supercharged Mustang with dual exhaust and about 5 kilos of cocaine, and I'll be good to go.
Okay, so you like cars. You like cars.
You like cars. You like cars. Oh, and cocaine.
That's the definition of minding your own business.
All right, we got the John, Jane, Rich drunk dial line at 602-888-1933. That's our phone number. We got some messages last night. We'll get to those next. John, Jane, Rich.
Don't be scared to make a phone call. We're all friends here. Call us 877-937-1047. John, Jane, Rich.
All right, so we got some drunk dials yesterday at 602-888-1933. When you call us, if you leave us a message, that gives us permission to play your voice on the radio.
So, hear me out. First of all, new guy Nick, not so new guy Nick, can you please have John Jay play the montage of Grant and his whoop? It's hilarious. What's my other request? I forget. I'll probably call back. Okay, bye.
I believe we have that ready.
Rich Barra.
What?
John J. Van S.
What?
Rich Barra, we move over to you.
What?
John J.
What?
Kyle, what?
What
one?
What?
Anniversary of what?
What?
John J. and Rich.
What?
Okay, I remembered a couple more. Are we really going to just gloss over the fact that Peyton admitted that she had never seen Home Alone, one of the best home self-defense movies ever, and Kyle just goes, it's a Christmas classic? Nobody else said a word. I was distraught. But how have you not seen that movie? Can we not gloss over this? Can we give Peyton some crap for not watching this movie? Thanks.
We are looking for Home Alone. Home Alone.
Oh, because he designed it to hurt the intruders.
Seen it.
You would have clicked on that bait because you would have thought, I don't know what this movie is.
It's the Christmas classic. I did not gloss over it. I would like to say that. At least I did stop sound and I stopped down and say, it's a Christmas classic. You got to see it.
I've just never been interested in the Christmas movies, I don't think.
Well, A, it is a Christmas classic. Two, we had to gloss over it because we were playing a game. And three, it is amazing that you haven't seen it. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
I mean, my kids have seen it and they're younger than you.
Yeah.
It's like a great movie.
I think the only Christmas movies I've really seen is like The Grinch and...
But I wouldn't even look at it as a Christmas movie. Donkey. It's not even about Christmas. It just takes place at Christmas time.
It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, but I mean, it takes place. I mean, it's about a kid that's left alone and he's got criminals breaking into the house and he's got to defend himself. I know, but it's not. But when you say, but she's like, I don't see Christmas movies, so I'm trying to sell it to her as it's not a Christmas movie. Yes, Nick.
With inflation adjustment, it is the highest grossing comedy of all time.
Well, I'm with you.
Is that true?
Comedy.
Yeah.
Nice to know.
Yeah.
Dong.
Oh my gosh, do you guys ever notice Peyton's like authentic laugh? Normally when you guys play games or something, she's like, oh. But when she finds something so funny, it cracks me up. She's like, it makes me laugh so freaking hard. Oh my gosh, I love it. Bye, Peyton. Bye, everybody. Love you. Bye.
Please. Okay, wait. So I think, do we have her laugh?
I'm sure, yeah. Cut it off.
I love it. I do. I love it.
That was just from the last break.
That was last break? What was funny last break?
What was she laughing at?
That was, she just thought whatever it was was real funny.
We did something funny?
Let's hear her laugh again. We can find her laugh.
I'm sure, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's terrible.
It's cute.
Oh, Peyton. I love that people are leaving messages about Peyton. You've blended in nicely. All right, we're giving away tickets to Shawn Mendes. All you gotta do is play our new game, Peyton's Categories. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, we're gonna play Peyton's Categories. Our contestant is Jaqueline.
Yes.
That's how it's written out. But
Jaqueline for sure.
Jaqueline. All right. Peyton's the host. Peyton, how do we play?
Yeah. So we're playing Peyton's Categories. Pretty much, I'm going to give you guys a prompt or a category, and it's going to be rapid fire around the room. We'll start with you, John Jay, then to you, Rich, Kyle, and then you, Jaqueline. You will be our last one, so you'll go after Kyle, and you pretty much just have to give me words right off the top of your head that go with the category.
Okay.
All right. Shall we begin?
Yep.
All right, John Jay, we'll start with you. Halloween is slowly creeping up on us as fall's officially here. The category is types of candy.
Candy corn.
Snickers.
Reese's.
Smarties.
Candy corn 2.
Oh!
The electric boogaloo.
John Jay, I would have accepted the pumpkin candy cane. Candy corn. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to have to count you out on that one.
That's okay.
Except all right. John Jay, you have 1 point, which is not good.
Candy corn, too. The sequel.
I couldn't think of pumpkin candy corn.
All right, Rich. As Kyle mentioned earlier, the next fashion trend might be digital clothing. The category is articles of clothing.
Shirt.
Pants.
Shoes.
Jacket.
That's what Jaqueline just said.
Oh, I didn't hear what she said. I couldn't tell.
Shall we run it back?
No, I believe you.
Okay. All right, John Jay, on the board with 2 points, taking a commanding losing lead. All right, Rich, since John Jay got that wrong, we'll start with you again. So, apparently, adults feel happier and more productive when they're surrounded by plants. The category is types of plants.
Ficus.
Maple.
Sunflower.
Chrysanthemums.
Cactus.
I don't know plants.
What's a chrysanthemum?
A flower.
It's a flower.
Oh, okay. Nice. Kyle, you're on the board with one point.
Maple.
Because of yesterday.
I know. It's today.
That's today.
Was that today?
Well, you're sometimes right. We have to pre-record things.
I know. But today we were live.
Maple.
All right. Jacqueline, Kyle got that one wrong. So now we start with you. Squid Games is taking over right now, and it seems like everyone in the world is watching. The category is childhood games.
Twister.
Uno.
Jump rope.
Dodgeball.
Skip bow.
Jax.
Butts up.
What?
Butts up. I'll explain it's a game.
Heads up, seven up.
Duck, Duck, Goose. Tucker. Oh, Duck, Duck, Goose.
Red River.
Kyle taking a commanding losing lead with John G. You guys are tied up for last place.
Do you want to know what butts up is?
Yeah, what is it?
Everybody lines up against a wall, and then one person kicks a soccer ball and tries to hit
racquetball
somebody in the butt.
Rich played a lame way. It's racquetball. 99% of the world play with a racquetball.
Well, I grew up in St. Louis. We did not have racquetball courts. We only had soccer balls and walls.
If I would have known that, I would have said like kickball. Or...
Well, those aren't really childhood games. I was more looking for like Chubby Bunny, something like that. Anyways.
Now Butts Up is totally different.
Okay. Got it.
Shall we move on? Jacqueline, you are beginning with us again, correct?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Love Pup Day is this Saturday. Be sure to be there. The category is breeds of dogs.
A golden retriever.
Border collie.
Schnauzer.
Yorkie.
Lab.
English bulldog.
French bulldog.
Cocker spaniel.
Shih Tzu.
Great Dane.
Poodle.
Duction.
Australian Shepherd.
Mutt.
Greyhound.
Pitbull.
Schnauzer.
Someone said that.
Ooh, we got a schnauzer. Jacqueline, you're on the board. I think that was the longest round we have had in painting category history. I'm so, so very proud of you. For our last round, human twins are being born more than ever at an alarming rate, actually. The category is things that come in pairs, starting with you, John Jay.
The Property Brothers.
Shoes.
Headphones. Or like earbuds things.
Twix. There's always two in there.
Socks.
Sleeves.
What?
Sure, you don't get a shirt with one sleeve.
No, that is not how that works.
One sleeve.
Why did you have
a Ross? You do.
I would have also accepted something like peas in a pod. I would have accepted something like that. Butt cheeks.
Testicles.
Something like that I would have also accepted. But that is a wrap on our game. And Rich, you won with the game. You did not have a single out on the categories.
All right. Oh, wow. Nice job. One. All right, Jacqueline, hold on. We're going to set you up and take us to Shawn Mendes.
Awesome. Thank you.
You got it. Hey, you got the new James Bond movie opening up, I think, tonight.
Yeah.
Well, there is a new James Bond movie. It's called James Bong.
Who are you?
Bong. James Bong.
From the producers of For Your Bloodshot Eyes Only and The Spleef Who Loved Me comes James Bong, starring in Fry Another Day.
Are you trying to save us from the evil mastermind?
No, Mary Jane. I'm just looking for this total badass Acapulco Goldfinger.
James Bong, 00711, new from Zigzag Pictures.
The 00711 was funny. I'm sure, yeah. Please delete that audio clip from the earth. That is awful. Absolutely awful.
So in New York, in Queens, there's a guy. He's speaking out. He was attacked by a wild rooster. A rooster on his way to work. And this is the guy talking about the vicious attack. And it was on the news.
I had to deal with the blood gushing out, and I had to deal with this animal, this vicious animal that just kept charging at me. And then I was kicking it like this, kicking it off repeatedly, and the animal just kept charging, almost evil, sinister.
That's like a Zoolander character. Amazing.
Yeah. I watched a whole newscast, a whole story. It was amazing. And they filmed the rooster. It's like in a neighbor's house. It's just sitting in the front porch. Like, it's just a wild rooster. Pretty wild. I mean, Kyle, what are you working on for three things we need to know?
I'll tell you how Pepsi is celebrating baseball, and I think you might like it. I'll fill you in next with John Jay and Rich.
Now back to John Jay and Rich.
All right, Kyle, what do we need to know today?
Walmart is just like pretty much every retailer in the country right now. It seems to be having a hard time keeping its store shelves full. They are warning of some stock issues, shortages, if you will, on beef, chicken, and pork. Seems as though like lots of people are stocking up on them, and it's making it really hard to keep that on the shelves. They're also saying juice. There's a lot of juices that they're out of, and other different snacks. The snack shelves are apparently really hard to do. So it's like, can we just stop hoarding so that everyone can just have enough for everyone? In celebration of October baseball, Pepsi is actually teaming up with Cracker Jack for the creation of a new limited edition Pepsi Cracker Jack flavored cola. Like I said, it's limited edition, but maybe if it is super popular, they might bring it out there. I can't imagine what that's going to taste like, but whatever. So while you're singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, you could also be drinking your Pepsi. There's something else that, like, when I saw this headline, it immediately popped into my head. Like, there's a few jingles that, like, stick with you and really stick with you. I swear this was one of them. I didn't know they didn't use this anymore, but you know Folgers Coffee? Do you know their jingle? Folgers,
the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Right?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. Well, they don't use it anymore. And apparently, that jingle just went up for auction and sold for $90,000.
Wow.
What do you do with that?
That sounds cheap. You
unless your name is Folgers. Like, how could you use that jingle?
Well, they do say that you reap, what is it called? Royalties.
Mm. Oh,
if you own it, then if anyone ever uses it for anything, you get the royalties.
So Starbucks wants to use it. The best part of waking up is Starbucks in your cup.
Yeah.
You get the royalties.
Yeah. Money.
Do you remember MJB?
What's that?
It was a coffee. I remember, MJB tastes good when it should. MJB tastes good when it should.
They should auction that one off. I wonder how much that would go for. Yeah. That's three things you need to know.
Hey, check out our new Squid Games logo. John Jay and Rich. Instagram.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com.